It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows. And I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with. And Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy. It's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5, with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly, you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time, they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego bricks.
When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
With the 7th pick in the 2026 NFL Draft, the Washington Commanders select Sonny Styles, linebacker, Ohio State.
So the 3rd Buckeye in the first 7 is coming out of the green room. There's Papa Styles right there, who Kurt won a Super Bowl with. And there's Lorenzo Jr., who we're expecting to hear his name from the podium at some point.
So there it is. The Sonny Styles era has begun in Washington. How you doing on this overcast, chilly, late April Sunday in the DMV? Yours truly, Steve Zabin, hosting now for the next 3 hours. Good to have you with me. We are going to be talking about a lot of stuff today because even though this is a little bit of an interesting weekend, yes, the NFL draft is always good for content and talking about. The first round, the juiciest round, happens on Thursday. So we get kind of, we get all the first round takes out of the way Friday. And then you spill into the weekend. And if you're a hardcore draft guy, you're definitely watching round two Friday night when your friends are going out and, you know, living a life. And then if you're super hardcore, you're tracking everything else on Saturday as they run through rounds 4, 5, 6, and 7. And we will talk about all of the Commanders draft picks, and we will do the obligatory, what grade would you give them? Also, any regrets, or as they said in the great movie No Regrets. What was that movie with? It's killing me right now on a Sunday morning. I got Sunday morning brain. We're the Millers. Thank you very much. We're the Millers. No regrets. Any regrets with what the Commanders did or did not do? All right, welcome aboard. My Twitter handle is at Zabe, Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo. You know, the phone number to this station is 800-636-1067. We're not taking calls at this moment, but we will. I have been begging CK to add a text line for the station. I don't know why there is not one, but, you know, I'm new around here, so I'm not going to push too hard. One of these days, we'll get that direct line. And yesterday, I know AWOD took a lot of calls, people very fired up, both positively and not so positively about who the Commanders took. And that is part of the fun and the genius of the NFL. They make us believe, as those sitting in the audience, crisscross applesauce, clapping our hands like seals, as if we're watching a puppet show. They make us believe that we have some kind of part in all of this, that we are participants in some sort of way. We are not. We can be observers, and we can have opinions, and we will share those opinions on social media, sports radio, and more, but that's the extent of it. But the illusion is there that we are actively part of it. There is a lot of good nuggets and Easter eggs. And wait, what's in this year's NFL draft? And we're going to get to it through the course of these 3 hours. We got Nick Ashew, who's going to join me at 11 to talk NBA playoffs. It's incredible what's happening in the NBA playoffs. They have been so fun, so entertaining, so surprising, and yet also, especially after last night, so devastating in terms of injury. A most pyrrhic victory for the Timberwolves last night as they lose guard Dante DiVincenzo to a torn Achilles, and they may have lost Ant-Man for an extended period of time with a hyperextended knee. They're keeping their fingers crossed and holding their breath in Minnesota on that, but it doesn't look good. The good news is they're up 3-1. The bad news is, well, it's going to be hard to win much without Ant-Man going forward. Now, a star was born last night in Ayo Dosunmu. I think I'm saying that right. Ayo Dosunmu. Dosunmu? Anyway, this kid out of Illinois, who was great in college, but drafted 38th overall in the NBA, proof that they're are gems to be found in the second round if you look hard enough and if your scouting department is good enough. This kid went off last night as he got nearly 40 minutes a run for Ant-Man, who left the game. And of course, the game ended with a fracas, a Donnybrook, a to-do, a kerfuffle, a hargle-bargle, if you will, that could, maybe should result in a suspension or two, depending on how strict the NBA wants to be with their whole leaving the bench rules. So the NBA playoffs have been wild, surprising, and devastating on the injury front. We'll talk to Nick at 11 o'clock about that. And Ben Standing of the Last Man Standing podcast will go deeper on the Commanders draft at noon today. But let's start with the Commanders and what they did, and I'll give you my opinion straight out of the gate. I love the pick. Sonny Styles was a consensus stud player by anyone and everyone who is analyzing the draft. And despite there being a few outliers, I know that EB of the Junks is not sold on Styles because they talked to one scout who claims he's a bit of a project. He is an unbelievable athlete with a great football pedigree and seems to really love football, which is always the most important and crucial thing. You can't just be good at football and then show up in the NFL and say, okay, I'm good at football. Everybody else bend to my brilliance. I've always said the biggest thing that is hard to gauge in any NFL draft pick is what happens on the first day of training camp when this player, whatever player it is, meets up with grown-ass men who are fellow pros now, who are larger, stronger, and oftentimes meaner than anyone they've ever faced. Because remember, the good athletes filter up the system as the best on their team at almost every level. And even when they get to college or high Division One or battleship elite Division number one, like Sonny Styles at the Ohio State University, they are always like the best of the best. They have not faced any kind of headwinds or adversity or been given any moment of doubt. But on that first training camp, when guys are going against other big-ass grown men who are pros, it's the first moment of potential doubt. Potential. If a kid has a good head on his shoulders, it's screwed on tight, and he's ready for the moment, he'll be fine. He will say to himself, I belong here, I can handle this. It's the ones who don't have the best head on their shoulders, or have not been playing the game for the right reasons, or might have inner doubts that when they get their ass kicked, on the first day of camp, they start to go, whoa, what's going on here? So I love the Styles pick. Could I have taken Reuben Bain Jr. there? Yeah, I've been advocating for Bain for a while. Now, Bain had a mini plummet. I say mini plummet because I wouldn't say that dropping down to 14 is truly a plummet. But he went a lot lower than many mocks had predicted. It's possible that Bain is every bit the game-wrecking force he was at Miami on the outside edge with those short little alligator T-Rex arms that he was in college. And in the pros, people might go, boy, oh boy, did a lot of teams miss on this guy. It's possible. But I love Styles. Styles is a guy who is a smooth, flow to the ball, erase plays type linebacker. And yes, Adam Peters, coming from San Francisco, is always going to have shades of what he saw and what he did there as part of his MO. And can you blame him if he sees a little bit of Fred Warner in Sonny Styles? I can't blame him for that. And if they are indeed, if they have indeed hooked into a guy who can be a 10-year type anchor of the middle of that defense, look out. The RAS is also something that's been talked about a lot with Styles. The relative athletic score. This is some nerd concoction on how athletic a player is. And Sonny Styles absolutely pegs the needle. I think like 99 out of 100 on their RAS scale. He's a 99. He's almost a spectacular athlete. This in combination with linebacker Leo Chenal, who they got in free agency, who also has an RAS that is up in the high 90s, they have one of the most athletic linebacking cores on paper. Let's emphasize that on paper, because these games in the NFL, they're not played on paper, as Kenny Mayne once said. They're played inside television sets across America. That's a joke, but they're played on grass. We'll see how the two play together, but on paper, I love it. This is the kind of tourniquet, the kind of triage needed on a defensive unit that was absolutely terrible last year. And my hope, my target for this team is that they move from 31-32 in most categories. If they could dial that up to 15, 16, 17, 18 range in most categories, oh my God, it'll be like a breath of fresh air. You'll actually be able to be in games, operate normally, and not have to throw the ball on every down in the second half because you're down two or three touchdowns. It'll allow the Commanders to function. They have to lift the boat of this defense off the bottom of the ocean floor to at least somewhere in the middle range. And I believe Styles can do that. So welcome Sonny Styles as the Commanders' number one pick. Here is what it sounded like, and these are interesting bits of media now that every team produces. But this was the phone call made from Adam Peters and the team to Sonny Styles on draft night.
Sonny.
Hello?
Sonny, you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Sonny, Adam Peters with the Commanders. How you doing, bud?
I'm doing good, Mr. Peters. How you doing?
I'm doing great, man. We were hoping you'd follow us, and you did, man. We're going to make you this pick at pick seven. I couldn't be more excited. You are everything we embody in a Commander. And you're just scratching the surface, dude. You're so good now, and you're going to be so, so good, dude. I can't wait to welcome you here and have you be a key part of our defense for 10 years to come, man.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you. Appreciate you. I'm ready to get to work.
Yeah. How you doing? Where you at?
I love every draft pick. Can't wait to get to work. We'll get to it later, but there was a wild sort of disconnect between Sean McVay and Ty Simpson with the Rams. That's a whole separate story. Ty Simpson's so excited. He is so pumped. He's going to L.A. He was picked way higher than anyone would have thought. He gets to work with NFL Rain Man Sean McVay, and he literally says to him, "Thanks, coach. Can't wait to get to work. Let's make history." And McVay was just like, yeah, well, look, enjoy the night. I got to run. I got some. Let's make history. Like, let's make history. What the hell? But the whole phrase, let's get to work. Can't wait to get to work. It's so cliched, but I love it. It's good. It's what you expect in the moment.
You in the green room?
Yeah, I'm in the green room with my family.
Yeah. Well, tell them you're a commander, buddy. I'm gonna hand you to... Yes,
that's the other thing. Where are you at? Oh, I'm in the drive-thru at Chick-fil-A. What do you mean, where am I? Of course, I'm in the green room with my family.
Coach Quinn right now.
All right. Yes, sir.
Hell yeah, Sonny.
What's up, Coach?
What's up, man? We talked about this in the office, making it happen, and like here.
Yes, sir. I told you I was gonna be back.
I already know you would be back, man.
Yeah, I was when they had a visit with him, and he's like, "I'll be back."
You're a true bad mother. I am. I can't wait to coach you, bro. I cannot wait. So,
where do you work, Coach?
And no doubt, I'm gonna pass you along to our owner, Josh Harris. So here he is, bud. Congrats.
Yes, sir.
All right, here's Josh.
Hey, Sonny. Can't wait to see you in D.C. You're gonna kill it.
What's up, sir? How we doing?
Are you with your mom and dad, or?
Yes, sir. I'm with my mom and dad.
All right. Well, look, enjoy this night. I mean, you really killed it to get here, and we are so excited. You're going to be a commander, and can't wait to meet you tomorrow.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it. Can't wait to meet you.
All right, man. Celebrate up. We'll see you tomorrow. That's all for you. Yes, you're all cheering.
Yes.
All right, man. Appreciate you.
Yes, sir.
See you soon.
Appreciate you.
There you go. High fives and perhaps a cocktail or two all around. You notice how every NFL team is always high five and shaking hands. They killed it. Every team killed it on their draft picks if you watch the draft on Thursday night. Metal Chris is behind the board this morning. Top of the morning to you, Metal. Can we please, you and I, do something about the quality of cell phone audio in this day and age? It's 2026, and you heard in that soundbite there. We are still communicating via cell phone with what is like Vietnam-era radios, basically.
I think a lot of it has to do with the quality of microphones on the phones. Well, the phones do a ton of million different things now. They haven't really put much into the speakers and microphones.
I think that could be part of it as well. But it's just like, it's so, and I'm not, I think the Commanders are doing great stuff on all fronts, and their social media team was great to put this little snippet together. But I wish they would have potted down Sonny on his phone, because there was all that chirping and chattering that was coming through as Peters and Quinn and then Harris were trying to say hello and welcome to the team.
Well, let me tell you, the Commanders seem to always have audio issues from their press conferences or whatever, so maybe I should send them my resume.
Okay, well, you know, I mean, there's always room to tighten up. There's room to tighten up, but I think I play that, I watch that whole thing, and I look at it from the lens of having covered this team and talked about this team for many years on the radio in D.C. through an utterly dysfunctional lens. And I look at this and I say to myself, my God, this is great. The GM made the pick. We know that, Peters. And he didn't do anything crazy or insane. He didn't move up to go take Jeremiah Love, thank God. He didn't trade down thinking, oh, I'm smarter than everybody else. Let's get more picks because I don't have some picks behind this one due to trades that we have made. He sat tight. He took the best player available and the guy they really liked who fell in their laps. Now, had Arvell Reese fallen a couple spots further, that could have been interesting. But, and I'm not wild about Reese going to the Giants, but then again, it's the Giants. Giants had on paper a really good draft. But again, they're the Giants. So let's just put them aside. So the GM made the pick. The coach was clearly in alignment with the pick, which you can never take for granted because it used to not be that way. We all know what Jay Gruden thought of the Dwayne Haskins selection. And then the owner was happy to get on the phone and be a normal dude, despite being a billionaire. A normal guy, comfortable in his own skin, able to simply say, welcome to the team. We're excited to have you. In other words, Josh Harris may not be the smoothest guy out there. He's a bit awkward at times, but unlike Danny Boy, he's not afraid of his own shadow. And so the whole picture to me was just beautiful because it is a picture of a functioning, healthy franchise. Now, to the rest of the draft. We'll get to it here in just a second. Antonio Williams, wide receiver, Clemson, a supposed smooth and really lovely route runner as a slot receiver. Interesting. Some edge help from Joshua Josephs at Tennessee, a running back, a center, and a quarterback whose name I'm still trying to pronounce, not that we're probably ever going to have to in a live action game. 800-636-1067 is the number. More on the Commanders draft coming up as we are just opening up for business on a gloomy, overcast Sports Sunday in the DMV.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows. And I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with. And Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy. It's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5 with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of 5-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 5-star reviews, the Copper Radiance Mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you 5-star sleep, the Ultra Comfy Phantom Reclining Sofa, which boasts over 1,000 5-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's Sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 5-star reviews. So when you're ready to score 5-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
We're back Sports Sunday here on The Fan. Steve Zabin with you. You can reach me on Twitter at Zabe, Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo. And you can also listen to my podcast, The Zabecast, available wherever you get your fine podcasts. I'll also be in this week for Brian Mitchell from Tuesday through Friday with J.P. Finley. And there's going to be, I'm sure, a lot to talk about there as well. You know, we are on the clock for next year. By we, meaning the DMV. This annual NFL stand around and listen to names being read and then woohoo with your uniforms on event is coming to the mall next year. It's going to be interesting. They're talking about putting it pretty much in the shadow of the Capitol steps. I'm sure visually it'll be stunning. Never mind the fact that in previous drafts, it's always been close to the stadium where the team plays. We're going to have to do some creative, hey, this Northwest Stadium's way over there, but you knew that. Eventually, we're getting it back downtown where it belongs, and that's going to be sweet. But the Steelers in Western PA, often considered to be the cradle of football in America, having produced so many greats, especially quarterbacks and coaches, amongst other things, turned out massively. A supposed record. And I say supposed because, again, I want to see how they count. Yes, they scan barcodes. Yes, it's free, but you have to register on the NFL website And I know you could do an aerial photograph and you take a small little section of 100 feet by 100 feet and you count the heads in there and then you extrapolate that out using mathematics and other stuff. It was a ton of people. I'm just a little skeptical it was 350,000 people or whatever the number Goodell said it was on night one. The cumulative for the entirety of the draft, including the rump rounds on Saturday, also set a new record. It is incredible that the NFL can generate this level of fanaticism. It is really like football Woodstock, NFL Woodstock, where you know nothing's happening. So what are you going there for? You're going there as sort of an act of faith, as an act of allegiance, as an act of allegiance, as a way to prove you are a ball knower and you are a ball lover. I love football. Do you love football? I love it. I'm going to go to the draft, wear my jersey. I'm going to get my big old plastic oversized chain with the poly PVC logo hanging from it. And I am going to scream my lungs out when they take it. Who was that guy? Some lineman. Best Samoan available from Utah. I am going to scream like my team just pulled off the steal of the draft. It's amazing. So all I can say is I hope for good weather for our draft next spring on the mall. And if you're going to go, hey, have a good time. I'm not belittling those who are going to go. They say, at least stories I read this morning, say that they're planning on upwards of 1 million people to attend the draft. Now, is that 1 million in one day? Is that 1 million cumulative? You know, I don't want to start down the road of counting heads on the National Mall, because every time someone tries to do that, it ends up with a lot of bickering. Whether it's the Million Man March, which led to people bickering about, well, was it really 1 million? It was a ton of people. Like, isn't that enough? To certain presidents' inaugurations, claiming it was the largest. I'm not into the headcount argument, but it's going to be quite an event. So the rest of the NFL, so the rest of the Commanders draft, let's go ahead and go through it. So Antonio Williams, slot receiver from Clemson, adds in terms of depth to the position. Many were saying, well, we really need more of an outside guy, especially with McLaurin at 31 years old. You got to start layering in his replacement. You have guys in the slot with McCaffrey, and now they add De'Ami Brown, and Van Jefferson was added this offseason as well. But they really like the way Antonio Williams plays. So I'm going to trust Peters in that they're well aware that numbers-wise they had more guys sitting in the slot than they needed. But if they believe Williams will be better, or could be better soon, if not right away, it makes sense to go ahead and take him. No fourth-round pick. So they missed the second. They pick Antonio Williams in the third. Fourth-round pick, gone. Fifth-round pick, Joshua Josephs. Edge, Tennessee. Now, here's a fun fact about Joshua Josephs. Do you know who his first sack was? His first sack was against Jaden Daniels. How funny is that? Ben Standig had that soundbite on his podcast. I got the bite for you right here. Let me go ahead and play it. This was Ben talking to Josephs about, hey, do you remember your first sack in college at Tennessee?
You guys played against, I think, LSU and Jaden Daniels in your freshman year. What do you remember about that?
Shout out him. I got my first collegiate sack on him. So that was that game when I happened. And I remember we put belt to, yeah. So, like, it was just bad. I was like, head up with him. And he tried to sidestep. I ended up grabbing him, tackling him. I was like, too ecstatic. Like, I got up. And I'm like, yeah. Just like, you know what I'm saying? Flexing and stuff. Cause it was really surprising. I think that was my first play in that game. And I think it was like it was the first play of the drive. And it happened.
So there you go. He's got good traits, good long arms. Is not expected, though, to be an instant impact guy for the Commanders, but could turn into something. 40-yard dash in 4.73. That's good for his position. Quality time for a defensive end. Finished his college career with 9.5 sacks, 22 TFLs. And like I said, has those 34-plus inch arms. So good length. Then we get to the sixth round. Running back Catron Allen, Penn State. Don't love this pick, but you're down to the rump end of the sixth and the seventh rounds. And, you know, some of these guys you pick probably shouldn't make the team, although NFL teams now tend to keep almost all of their draft picks, which is a weird thing because surely if you're picking in the sixth and seventh round, you're going to miss on some guys. Teams don't want to admit they're going to miss on a guy right away. They'll usually find a spot for him. And also the practice squad is another place where guys can go and be stashed. So where would Catron Allen from Penn State fit in? He is pretty much a one-cut runner. That is a valued trait in David Blau's outside zone scheme, which I'm sure he's going to implement. But, I mean, they've got a big pile of kind of meh backs right now with Bill, obviously, and McNichols. And then they add Rashad White. They add Jerome Ford. Where does Catron Allen fit in? I would probably say practice squad. Sixth round, Matt Golbin, center, Michigan State. This is a position of need. Let's hope they can find a gem in the sixth round here. Obviously, the Tyler Biadasz release was surprising to everybody. Got quickly snapped up by the Chargers. Nick Allegretti is being tabbed as the guy now. If that doesn't work out, or if God forbid he gets injured, you're going to have a huge hole at center. Could Golbin play right away? We'll see. Played for Wake before transferring to Michigan State, where he was a team captain, so that's good. And then finally, in the seventh round, quarterback Ethan Kalikmanis. There you go. Kalikmanis. The I is sort of silence. Kalikmanis. Who this guy in the seventh round at quarterback? Well, started 17 games at Minnesota before transferring to Rutgers, where he started 25 games in 2 years, has improved throwing the ball down the field as a senior, 27 completions traveling 20 air yards or more. It likely means that Sam Hartman is on the clock, the dreamy heartthrob QB3, who they just refused to play at the rump end of last year for reasons nobody really knows, and practice squad is almost certainly the landing spot for Ethan, A-T-H-A-N. Again, it's the seventh round. What are you going to do? I don't see a future here. But hey, the scouting department saw something they liked. There is word that because NIL has decimated the back parts of the draft, that teams were pretty much firing in random crazy picks in the sixth and seventh round this year, more so than ever. Hell, the Eagles drafted a guy who has literally never played a down of football, but he looks like an absolute physical specimen that has been cooked up in the lab. So why not? All right, coming up, some Easter eggs on the draft, and then we'll get into the NBA playoffs, which are an amazing sort of constellation of injuries, carnage, fights, possible suspensions, some upsets, some series that are going exactly as we thought, and many that are going not like we thought, as Denver last night was dealt a near-mortal blow in losing to Minnesota. Also, shocker, who would have thought that being short, combative, and unlikable is not good for your draft stock? That's next. This is Sports Sunday on The Fan with the Zabe.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level, fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows, and I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with, and Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy, it's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5 with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly, you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of 5-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 5-star reviews, the Copper Radiance Mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you 5-star sleep, the Ultra Comfy Phantom Reclining Sofa, which boasts over 1,000 5-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's Sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 5-star reviews. So when you're ready to score 5-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter, from plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.
Say this about Diego Pavia. He has made history. The first time ever a guy that was in the Heisman Trophy ceremony going undrafted. Woof. Of course, he put his foot squarely in his mouth following not winning the Heisman, pretty much saying F the Heisman. And everyone's like, okay, bro, way to stay classy. And he was not drafted yesterday or throughout the weekend. Doesn't mean that he wouldn't possibly carve out an NFL career. Chase Daniel, who was a Redskin back in the day, stayed in the league for 14 years and has a ring with the Chiefs and made an absurd amount of money. Is a nice guy. He's doing good stuff on social media as a former NFL quarterback whisperer. But it is a absolute miracle that he played and stayed in the NFL for 14 years. Did it, I'm sure, by being just very professional and super diligent about his craft and being ready to play and to be, as my friend Paul Charchian likes to say, non-awful whenever he's pinched into duty as a backup. But I will never forget the first day of training camp. I'm out there broadcasting with Andy Pollin at Redskins Park, and Chase Daniel's on the team, and he comes walking up the hill to go into the locker room after the first session of practices, and I'm looking, and I'm standing there right outside the ropes, and I'm like, oh my God, is he short? But hey, played in the NFL for 14 years. Could Pavia do that? I doubt it. But who knows? I know this, he's got to change his attitude, that's for sure. There was a clip circulating that said, I'm not getting an agent. I don't want an agent. He's not going to take my money. That was clarified in a Twitter correction or clarification saying he meant that about a college agent negotiating his NIL money for one more year at Vanderbilt. But it does point to the disconnect between can you be good in college and still suck in the NFL? And the answer, as we know, and we've seen over and over again, is absolutely. They're two different games. Saturday football is completely different from Sunday football, and Pavia probably doesn't have what it takes. Can't throw to his left, like we said, short, and attitude-wise, you just don't know who you're getting. Now, the funniest thing is, it took a guy like Johnny Manziel and his failure in the NFL as a short, run-around attitude guy to maybe make teams smarten up and not take a Pavia based on college production. College production can be a very distorting thing because you could have huge numbers and they could maybe not translate into the pros. I got a tweet here from Drew Weatherby saying, Zay, we were lucky to get Styles, and from what I've heard reported, we've picked up some good players. That receiver with a knee issue is good. Risky, though, maybe. Then there's other additions coming through other means. I feel good about the future. And WC being Commanders. That'd be Washington Commanders being contenders. Sorry, WC being contenders, not WC being Commanders. Now that we're through the draft, and we're going to pick apart that, the next inflection point for the NFL, first will be rookie minicamp, which will come here in a week or so, and they'll get the guys in, and will there be another round of media on that? Nothing really happens, but it's just another marketing opportunity for the league and these teams. The next big inflection point is the schedule. We already know the opponents, but the schedule is when you see it all right there in black and white, and you see the sequencing, you see the time slots, and I think there's a lot of fans who are hoping for a return to more normal time slottage for this team next year. Not just because it's hard to stay awake on a school night to watch them, but it's just less pressure, less leverage that you have to deal with. But the schedule comes out between May 12th and May 14th. Funny, the NFL does not have a hard actual date on, you know, when the schedule comes out. They're like, yeah, we're still tweaking some things. We're still working on some things. You'd think they could have put that in stone to say, okay, the draft we know is going to be exactly this day, this day, this day, and the schedule is going to come out exactly this day. I think they like the uncertainty of it. I think they like to be able to tease people to go, well, I'm hearing rumors it could be announced next Thursday, could be announced next Tuesday, might be coming soon. It's in a window there. Once we see the actual sequencing layout, where's the bye week, what time slots are the Commanders playing in, then things will have a lot more focus. Then we'll ride out the month of May towards the mandatory minis in early June. We'll shut her down for the summer, or at least for a month and a half, and then the entire machine ramps up again come late July. And believe me, that span between June and when late July comes, it feels like forever because America loves football, even though we've got a fun baseball season going on. And by the way, the Nats yesterday did win. They beat the White Sox 6-3-10. They're now 12-16. They got Foster Griffin on the mound tonight, the big lefty, or today, I should say. Then the Mets for 3 on the road. What a wipeout of Alex Cora and staff in Boston. One of the more shocking baseball stories in a long time. I'll talk about that next. Nick Ashew joins me to talk NBA. Top of next hour, it's Sports Sunday on The Fan. We're back Sports Sunday here on The Fan. El Baldo sitting in the host chair. We got Metal Chris running the board today on a Sunday. I love Metal Chris because of his passion for his favorite music, metal. And he's a music guy. So I throw this at you. It's out of your genre, but you'll appreciate it. I saw Chase Beckham last night at the Tally Ho in Leesburg. And you might say, who the hell is Chase Beckham? Well, country music artist who won American Idol in 2021. He won American Idol. He's really good. He's playing a 1,500-seat venue in Leesburg, Virginia.
They don't have 1,500 seats at Tally Ho.
Okay, less than 50. It was standing room on the floor. There's a VIP section up top.
Yeah, it's about the size of the State Theater in Falls Church, I think.
Okay. Have you seen shows at Tally Ho?
Yeah. I was there. They don't get a ton of metal, but they do once in a while. I saw a band called Nile, like the River Nile. I saw them play there like last summer.
Okay. So when you, I love it. When metal comes to town, you find it. Even if it's way out of your way, like Leesburg is for you.
That was like a big show for me because a friend of mine had gotten into a real bad car accident about a year or so prior, and she had not been able to like go to concerts, and she'd be kind of like on a, you know, walking with a cane and stuff. And when that show got announced, she was like, I'm going to that. It's going to be my first metal show and since my accident and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, well, I'm going to then. It's like, we're going to make this a party, you know? So
nice.
Yeah. So I was like, yeah, it's a bit out there, but it's like, you got to support, you know?
So as I was talking with my friend last night who got me the ticket, I'm like, you know, it just shows you what a tough biz the music industry is. Because just because you won American Idol, it's not like necessarily the industry is going to roll out the red carpet or that your songs are going to sell, as they say, you know?
I mean, there's really only a couple people on American Idol that stayed like famous, you know?
Right. And, you know, the ones that hit the big ones, Carrie Underwood and
Kelly Clarkson.
Yeah. But you know, there's always like a Kelly Pickler, although I'm not sure if she won it or finished like second. Sometimes the second place guy or gal does better than the first place one. Again, it's a talent show for TV, but still.
Well, that's what would happen when they didn't let Simon decide, because honestly, Simon was the only real talent evaluator ever on that show. So.
Oh, really?
I mean, he's a jerk. Everyone's like mean, but like that guy actually had an ear for talent and nobody else did. Paula's just like, oh, I love everybody. And sometimes I sleep with a contestant. And you're like, okay. Right.
Paula was just, I love everybody. And Randy
That's a no for me, dog.
That's a no for me. Randy was on and people loved Randy, but it
he was fine, but he did not have that ear for talent that Simon did.
Well, not only that, but if you step back, you're like, you were the bass player for Journey. Okay. Why are you on the show? And I think that Simon also not only had the best eye and ear for talent, he also understood what was going to be the best commercially popular act potentially coming out. He had a better sense for the industry, so there's that. But to my
point is, I wish they got three guys like him, because then you would have had like a real, you know, is real talent evaluation, and it was just kind of him and like two other kind of jokers. So
yeah. But my I guess my net was just I had such respect that this is what you got to do. That you gotta, you know, keep singing your song, even if your song ain't selling well, and you gotta go play the venues where you get booked into because it's a grind. And so I respect it, even though part of me says, damn, I don't know how I would feel if I was this guy thinking I won American Idol and I'm doing this. But someone else said they saw a Lainey Wilson documentary, and Lainey Wilson was grinding away for almost 13 years as a nothing, impersonating Hannah Montana. Trying to get a break, trying to get an angle, finally blew up, then got on the Ozempic, then lost her caboose. Many people are upset about it. I'm not. If she's healthy and happy, that's all that I care about. Still a lovely woman, sings great songs. But yeah, next metal show that is coming to town at a small venue, I want to go with you. You can indoctrinate me into some metal.
Yeah, okay? Let's do it, man. Let's do it.
I'll bring some earplugs, though.
Sure. I always wear earplugs. You have to. I think it's stupid not to. So.
Well, yeah, right. Yeah. Why do you want to just demolish your eardrums? Because once they're gone, they're gone.
It doesn't make you tough to get hearing loss. So.
No. So Alex Cora whacked by the Red Sox after a 17-1 win. He was in the second year of a three-year, $21 million deal, had been brought back after the sign-stealing scandal that cost him a season of suspension from the commissioner, had some early success after coming back, obviously had great success in his first year as the Red Sox won the World Series, but they might have been cheating just as bad as the Astros were when they did that, and then Major League Baseball shut everything down. They had a slightly different scheme than the trash cans in Houston, but still. Not only was he fired with the Red Sox languishing, but the entire coaching staff was fired as well, or most of the coaching staff. And what's crazy is that those guys who were fired were standing in front of a private jet because I guess the team was going that way and they were going the other way because they had been fired. And Jason Varitek, Boston legend, part of that staff, is standing there with a big thumbs down as Cora and the rest of them have the biggest smiles on their faces, like, hey, we just got fired. And some people say, well, that's a weird stance to have if you just got fired. Like, why would you be happy? Others are saying, no, they're smiling because they understand this is the deal. Sometimes this stuff happens and that they're all good enough, they'll get jobs somewhere else in baseball. So good luck, John Henry and company, figuring this out. The Red Sox did stink and do stink this year so far. They entered Saturday tied for last in the majors in home runs, last in slugging, last in WRC+. I don't know what that means. Starting rotation, consider the team's strength, was 27th in ERA. So the pitching sucks as well. So looks like they're going to try to figure it out from here. But that was wild yesterday for sure, as Alex Cora was whacked in the middle of the season. Chad Tracy, their current AAA affiliate skipper from Worcester, named interim manager. Coming up, the NBA playoffs. How is it that everything looks like it's a 30-car pileup of injuries, and yet the 41-year-old in L.A. is like the car coming through all the smoke, perfectly healthy, throwing alley-oops to his son? The Lakers have a chance to put the Rockets into the offseason today. We'll talk more about it with Nick Ashew next. It is Sports Sunday on The Fan.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows. And I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with. And Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy. It's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5 with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snaps, it's really refreshing!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.